Anybody else out in the lobby? Any members in the lobby? Are they all in? We better hurry up because if he doesn't, he could be missing. Yeah. Okay, folks, I'd like to welcome you all to the meeting today. Can everybody hear me clearly? Members of the public should remain seated throughout the meeting and should not speak. Everyone should ensure their mobile telephones are either turned off or switched to silent. Use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio recorded except where the committee is considering any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. Members are reminded they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. I remind members of the committee of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the table for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. Okay. Yeah. Okay, you're very welcome, folks. Any apologies? Councillor Howe. Anyone else? No. Okay. Any declarations of interest? No. Okay. Item number 3 is the action sheet arising from the SPNR committee held on the 19th of December 2019. We'll go through it for accuracy. Page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5. Any matters arising? Okay. Any proposer and seconder for the action sheet? Proposed by Councillor Sharman, seconded by Councillor Murray. Okay. Item number 4 is the Section 75 Policy Screening Report, quarterly report for period October to December 2019. And Doreen is going to take that.
Councillors, in front of you this evening is the quarterly screening report, which outlines for you all of those policies which have been equality screened in the period. You'll see that the outcome is that no EQIAs are considered necessary for any of them. Happy to take any comments or questions, and we're asking you to note that report tonight.
Any comments? Duly noted. Okay. Item number 5 is again for noting, and it's the sickness absent report, January 2020. And Louise is going to take that one. Louise.
Members will recall an initial report regarding sickness absence was brought to this committee in October, and it was agreed to report figures to you on a quarterly basis. I was able to report a 10% decrease in days lost due to sickness absence in October. The figure has increased by 3% in this reporting period, which is for the year ending the 31st of December. You will note in the report that a revised attendance management procedure will be tabled for adoption at the February LCNF meeting, and we expect a single procedure for all council employees will assist managers in dealing with sickness absence. Thank you.
Okay, Councillor Byrne.
Yeah, just a note when I was reading through the report. Is there any reason why directorates are left off it? Because it would be good information to know which directorates that it's increasing. You're talking about two directorates increasing and two decreasing. And surely for councillors to know that there's a grip on this going forward, we can have a guess at what directorates is the two. But is there a reason why they're left off?
There was no reason why that was left off, but we can amend the format of the report for the next
so that you know which one it is. It's a fair idea, but it's just when we're talking to directors and we're going through different committees, we know if we've got a grip on this, if we know which two directors we're focusing on.
No, it's okay. All right. Any further comments? Okay, duly noted. Okay, noted. The following items are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act, Northern Ireland 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding any information on the public, may by resolution be excluded during this item of business. Need a proposer and seconder to go into Councillor McGrew, seconded Councillor Lewis to go into committee.
Whilst in closed session, the following items were agreed. Item 6, FFNI operational costs. On the proposal of Councillor Byrne, seconded by Councillor O'Murray, it was agreed to approve option 3 in the officer's report, which includes technical consultants and the appointment of 3 officers to deliver the FFNI programme to the council and business and residents in the Newry, Morton and Down area at a cost of £50,000 for Newry, Morton and Down Council, with officers to bring back details of sites proposed to members for information ahead of the next council meeting. Item 7, it was agreed to note the verbal update provided regarding the Newry Rainbow Committee. And item 8, it was agreed to note the action sheet arising from the efficiency working group meeting held on the 17th of December 2019.
Okay, members, we have a very short agenda tonight. That was for obvious reasons, in that the last meeting was the 18th of December, and given the Christmas break, we're still waiting on some information to come through for some of the items that will be on your agenda, no doubt, for February. So thank you very much for our swift and exact meeting tonight. So stay home. Okay.